Welcome to the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. We look at revitalization in real time, examining the ups and downs of revitalizing and replanting historic and legacy churches throughout New England and the U.S. Now here's your hosts.
Hey everyone, it's Don McKinnon, pastor of Legacy Church, welcoming you to the Practical Revitalization Podcast. And today, I just want to take it a little slow, back off a bit. I want to talk about pastors and depression a bit. We all go through it. I know the last 2 years have not been kind for a number of pastors. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on. We all know pastors that have been going through a lot of stuff. Pastors that have decided to hang it up. Pastors who have had their churches closed. Pastors who have decided to leave. You know, as most of you know, if you have listened back to 2017 when this podcast started, we had two co-hosts. It was me and Eric Malloy. And if you go back a few months, I know the episode's there, but Eric had to give up his church, merge it with another church, and walk away. And I know for me, on a number of fronts, that's been a hard thing for me to work through, because now I sit here and I look at, you know, what happened with him in First Church, and I wonder, will that be me in Legacy? And we sit here and we try to wrestle and fight and do all these things as pastors, and you know, we see it. In fact, even now, just this past Sunday, I had another friend, a brother who actually was sent from my sending church to plant a church. And he had planted the church. Church was doing well. And a number of things happened where he basically had the opportunity to merge his church with a existing church, and that's what had happened, and it didn't work out for him for various reasons. Some of it had to do with the church finding it hard to follow him as pastor, and so there's various things that go on there that are just those things. And so, you know, it just kind of leaves you wondering at times, you know, where is God in all this? Where is God in all this? And the thing is we know as Christians, we are going to go through times of depression. We are human. You know, we look at the news, we see, you know, a couple of years ago, even before COVID, we saw that there was this rash of pastor suicides. You know, I think of Darren Patrick. You know, he was a known pastor, dare I say celebrity pastor. He was known for his time with Acts 29 and different organizations, and well-loved within the community. And he was among those pastors in that span of time that, you know, it just had gotten to him. And so we sit there and we wonder, you know, what's going on? And so, you know, I'm wondering, you know, I know Eric's always saying, if you need help, I'm here for you. And I am, you know, just message me. If you know me, message me on Facebook. Or, you know, if we're one of those ones that you have my number, send me a text. But I bring this up because the thing is we tend to think that, you know, we look at the Bible and we think nobody goes through depression, you know. I can't show this side of me, you know. And I would argue with you that you are so wrong if that's what you're believing, because all you have to do is look at the Psalms and read some of the Psalms of David where he is sitting there crying out. Some of his Psalms of lament, I mean, I think it's Psalm 41, 42, 43. I know there's two, maybe three of them there where he is so depressed, and you can just see how depressed he is and understand, you know, that he is going through this time where he may have tried to take his own life. And if we can see that in the man after God's own heart, then we have to understand that, Pastor, you are going to go through that, and there's nothing embarrassing about going through that. We are human, and we can only take so much. We have to take time off. We have to take time with family. But most importantly, we also have to take time for ourselves. You know, Jesus would withdraw from everybody and spend time alone. So it got me thinking as I was reading the Bible the other day. I came across Kings 19. Now, you know, we think of the Bible with superhuman, super Christians, you know. They did no wrong. And you know, we've put people up on pedestals not realizing that they were human and they had certain things. And I think right now, I think Elijah speaks to a lot of us today, because here he is and he's seen all this good stuff. He's seen God, just break the famine and bring the rain. And prior to that, he's had this ultimate victory over the prophets of Baal. And we read within his story, within the book of 1 Kings, we see where he's going through all this stuff in Kings 19, and he flees from Jezebel. Jezebel is after him, and it says here, I'm going to read the first 8 verses here. It says, Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid, and he rose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers." And he lay down and slept under the broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones in a jar of water, and he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank and went in strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. And we see what has happened. We see that he sits there and he has had all this victory, but he has had no Sabbath. He has had no rest. And many times we can sit here and we can look at what has gone on the last 2 years and say we were in a time of rest. And really, truly, honestly, we have not. If we have been working, if we have been doing the work of the Lord, we need to stop for a second and realize that a lot of times we need to rest. A lot of times we can let everything build up on us. We can let everything get to us. We can look at the quote-unquote greener grass of other churches and say, why not us? We can look and see our friends as they close their church plants, as they close their established churches, as they walk away from those churches and give them over to other people, and wonder, is that going to be us? And we can sit there and wrestle with it, and wrestle with it hard, because we don't want that to be us. We don't want to feel like a failure. And the thing is, we are not failures. We have to understand that everything is in a time and season as God has declared. Everything is in a time and season as God sees fit. And at the same time, we also have to see that everything out there is in God's will. It's not our will. And so when we get depressed, we have to sit there and we have to ask ourselves, are we truly taking time to be in God's Word? Are we doing more than just sermon prep? Are we doing more than just praying with our church at times? Are we personally taking a time where we get up in the morning and we pray to God? Are we praying for, or are we praying through? Is what Mark Batterson says in The Circle Maker. He talks about it, saying that, you know, we're used to praying for things, but we're not used to praying through things. When we hit those rough times, when we hit those rough patches, we don't realize that God wants us to circle up the prayers, and those prayers aren't going to be answered right away. No, those prayers are going to take time. And it's in those times that we're praying through those things that God is using that as soil, deep rich soil, to grow us and to mold us and to make us into the people that He wants. And so, pastors, I want to ask you today, what are you doing? As you've seen these things, are you truly, honestly praying for your brothers in ministry? Are you truly sitting there doing everything you can for them? You know, we can get tied up with different things. We can get tied up with denominational life. We can get tied up with all sorts of different aspects of things. And here's the thing, if we're not truly and honestly working through things, we need to sit and we need to take a moment to step back and look what's going on, and then ask ourselves, how can I help this person? You might have good blessings, but you may be seeing everything going on and feeling the weight of the world because you're putting the weight of what's going on in their lives on your shoulders. And that isn't what the Lord wants. The Lord wants you to be looking and to be able to be ministered to and to minister to these people that are feeling it right now. At the same time, if you're not taking time for yourself, you're not being the best person you can. You're not in a healthy space. And so then, if you're not in a healthy space, how can you be healthy for your family? And if you can't be healthy for your family, how can you be healthy for your church? So you need to take time. And sometimes that time means stepping away and walking away from your church. Maybe it's a sabbatical you need, or maybe it's something else. There's no bad thing, but when we go through these times of depression, we need to be deeply enriched in the Lord. And here's the other thing. We also need to understand that sometimes we need help when we're depressed. Sometimes we need to go see a doctor. Sometimes we need to go talk to a counselor. And sometimes that medicine is permanent. Sometimes that medicine is temporary. But there are things that go on that we need help for. You know, God gave us fellow human beings to live life with. And sometimes when we live life, when we're able to talk to those people, whether it's a beloved and trusted pastor friend or a counselor or a doctor or someone else, that's always a good thing for us to see and hear, because we sit there and we see these things and we know these things can make us better people. We know these things can make us into the people that God wants us to be. So I'm going to leave it there. It's a short thing. My takeaway on this is, if you're feeling depressed, please see somebody. Don't live it alone. Don't be like Elijah. Be willing to let an angel, somebody who you trust, minister to you. Let them speak to you. Let them help you through the things that you're going through, because those are the things that need to be done. Talk to pastor friends. Get involved. You know, there are some great things out there like Church Answers and other things. But here's the thing. If you're not really sharing your life and everything that's going on, you need to get help. You need to speak. You need to have somebody who has your ear, or who you can trust to have their ear, to talk to and to just be there. So that's it. I love you all, and we'll see you next week.